Talk to me.
Listen, listen. Okay, I got one word for Miss Kelsey: perjury. She's the whole fool. If this man gets off, she's the whole fool. I even have California Penal Code sections 118 through 131. This girl could get 1 year in county jail for each count, or up to 2 to 4 years if they decide they want to charge her as a felony. And the reason why she's going to end up potentially getting charged with perjury if he gets off, because there is reasonable doubt. Let's not act like gun residue on two people's hands is not reasonable doubt. That's reasonable doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But he swore under oath. Under oath, when you give a sworn affidavit, that is under oath, under the penalty of perjury. This is what they tell you. This is what you sign. When you sign the affidavit that you said this, under the penalty of perjury. So if you were perjuring yourself then or you're perjuring yourself now, you still committed perjury regardless. That's how they're going to get her. And if people don't think that these DAs are not going, if they have egg on their face and they get away and he gets away with this and they feel like they can pin it on her, because this should have been the quote-unquote smoke and pew-pew. You know what I'm saying? This should have been the nail in the coffin for testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why she got immunity, okay, at the end of the day. And then they stood in open court and said, well, we're not going to go after her at all. So she had use immunity for that occurrence in court. And then they in open court said, we're never going to go after you. So that gave her effectively transactional. So for anything at all, period, that she could never be tried as far as regarding this incident. But she can be tried. And the defense said this to her. You do understand, or no, the DA said, you do know that this does not cover you for perjury. So
yeah, girl, because you're not saying nothing, and we gave you the immunity. Like, girl, now you're playing on in both of our faces. So now you're going to pay, because now you're like, you're playing games. It's like she was up there playing games on that stand.
Yes. And word on the curb is they are investigating her finances. They want to know who's paying for her attorney. They're investigating her, that they're about to start launch the investigation into her bank accounts and everything. So if that money, if any money came from Tory's camp, period, point blank, into discussion, any kind of way, if there's been any monies between September and now, large amounts of monies dropped in her account that she is not going to be able to, you know what I'm saying, account for, it's a wrap. And if it did come from him, then he could potentially get tampering with a witness. And they could potentially charge her for conspiracy. And this could get
But you
really
know what's also interesting, too? You know what's also interesting, too? You know, her baby father, somebody just said in the chat, I've seen this, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he works for 15, he's Erica Banks' DJ manager. So he's over,
Correct.
He's Team 1501. So she's, oh, like, I, so she's not here. She was never here to rid Meg of this headache. Like, I don't think she gave a damn. Why would the prosecution even think that she was going to be a star witness for Megan Thee Stallion?
Because she came, well, we have to remember, this is not for Meg. This is not a civil trial. This is criminal, so it's for the state. But she came in September of 2022. I could see it if in September 2020 she came forward and gave an entire statement, and now 2 years later, I don't remember, I was under duress, I was freaked out, whatever, whatever. But sis, you just came in 3 months ago. So how you going to remember from 3 months ago what's going on right now? That's why they thought, see, that's why they thought that they could utilize her, because they knew full well there was gunpowder residue on her hand and on his. So that's already reasonable doubt from the get. And I'm still not of the mindset that, you know, I feel like there was potentially a tussle. I still can't, you know, I can't sit here and say for sure one or the other did or didn't. Somebody pulled it out, but who knows at this point? And where's the driver?
Why
is
he
the
not
driver?
Speaking?
Where's the driver?
Where's the driver? Why is the driver not on the stand? Shouldn't he be subpoenaed too?
They can't find him. And you know I find anybody.
Oh, they can't
find
him.
They can't find him. Let me tell you something. You know
Tory
me. I'm a little PI over here. I can't find him. So
wow. Let me take another call, Lisa. Hold on. 3183, you live on the air.
What's up, what's up, what's up? This Keith Tasty.
Okay, what's going on?
What's going on? I wanted to talk about Miss Cookie Tookie, honey.
Okay.
R.I.P. to Cookie Tookie, the situation. But, honey, that crackhead sister of hers took that money from her from that Cash App.
Ah.
So you can't refund the money from the Cash App.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. And see, a basic funeral is only $3,000 for just a basic.
And so, who? I didn't know she had a crackhead sister.
Well, that's what they say, honey. They took the money from her Cash App.
And they knocking their beer, so they got this. They
finna
go smoke. They finna go smoke up Cookie Tookie, huh?
Well, they gonna have to cremate her, honey. I guess they smoke that up with the stuff they smoke it with.
Oh, okay. Well, child, let me get you off of here, girl, because you finna get me shut down. Bye. Ooh, that was a lot. Mm-hmm.
That was a lot.
Okay. All right, 8010, you live on the air. Okay, they hung up. Okay, 5548, you live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Nothing much. I'm so glad you're back. I missed you. Like you said, I listened to
your
statehood, put the advice or whatever, and tried to listen to other YouTubers, you know, but it's like when you're shopping at the store, you might pick, you know, the great value ice cream when you have to, but it's nothing like your favorite Breyers, and you're my favorite Breyers.
Oh,
anyway.
Yes, purr, we love that. Okay, talk to me.
So, anyway, I want to say stop self-snitching, people. Bruce Rivers, hit him up on YouTube. He's one of my favorite YouTubers. He's a large YouTuber. He's great. Stop self-snitching, people. It gets you in trouble. Stop posting on social media. Stop talking to Gayle King. Stop talking to Oprah. It gets you in trouble every single time. I also want to say, you know, like you said, we can't put anything past Tory Lanez. We saw what he does in the streets. We saw what he did to August Alsina. And my thing with that is he ended up having to pay in civil court to August Alsina. And my thing is, how come everybody believes that and everybody's, you know, so gung-ho and, you know, about that? But then this whole thing about Megan, you know, everybody's questioning her. Of course I know because she's a black woman. But why are you acting like this is out of his character, you know?
Yeah, this is that was my thing with the Tory Lanez stuff. Like, this is not out of Tory's character. At all. This is what he does. He's no different than
the
baby.
He does. Exactly. They're one and the same, in my opinion. Two short little Oompa Loompas that just need some love, but they never got it from their parents, so they act out.
Thanks, Bo. All right, let's take another call. Okay, 7063.
Hey, Armand. It's great to have you back.
Hey, what's going on?
So, there's a lot to talk about, but starting off with Cookie Tookie, rest in peace to her. I have been following her for years, many, many years, and I know she's struggled with this addiction, and unfortunately it took her, so rest in peace to her. It's sad, the situation, that nobody, I guess, was able to fund her funeral, which I think was kind of sad, but not surprising.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like people probably just... They kind of saw this. Cause like me personally, I kind of was expecting this. I was just waiting for the other shoe to drop because she was just, there'd be times where she was good and then there'd be times where she'd fall off again. I used to follow her a lot on Facebook.
Mm.
So, you know, I'm not surprised that it ended up like this. It's just unfortunate, but not surprising. For Larry, I think I talked to you before when you did a live with him and how he always likes to play dumb when it comes to Tasha K. now she's coming after him now. So, I mean, it is what it is. Now, for Megan and the whole situation, Megan definitely, this does make Megan look shiesty because of the fact that she... It does make her look like she definitely was messing with Tory for sure, and she was definitely lying. Because why would you come out with your diss track with the Plan B song? we know you were talking about Tori. Mm-hmm. So clearly you were, you know, you had something to do with the North. Why would you even make a whole song about it? And then with Kelsea, I feel she is a waste of time because she made it seem like she had all this tea, but then obviously today or when she was on the stand, nothing. She's playing games. So I don't know what her identity was. She's trying. I assume she's probably trying to save herself, but it doesn't look like it's going to work for her because that is still perjury, and the PDA can definitely still, but they will find a way to get you because they're that'll be the last thing is them looking like a fool, especially from someone like
Kelsea.
Well,
tomorrow they're going to play the 80-minute interview of Kelsea talking to the prosecution. So if she sounds very coherent and very clear on that, they're going to get her. But then she's trying to make it seem like all of that stuff was a lie. You know, that was a lie. She was uncomfortable. She was nervous. Her sending out the text. It was. How do you assume that Tory Lanez shot Megan Thee Stallion? There's no assumption. You're there.
You were there.
2 o'clock in the morning or something. It's like it's some weird hour. It's just you guys outside fighting. A gun goes off. You have residue on you. How do you assume the nigga shot her? Like, you're lying.
You were there. But I think, didn't they say the next person to testify is, I guess, one of the neighbor or something that they were fighting out in his driveway?
He said he saw two women fighting. But the two women fighting, that still doesn't negate the fact that, yeah, we know they were fighting. They were fighting over a nigga. But Tory Lanez was getting beat up too. Like, I feel like they was all fighting.
It's evident that Tory did. I mean, he definitely suffers from all of the things you were listing out in the live so far, from all the altercations he's been in. It clearly is just like some people in the chat were saying. It's clearly short man Napoleon syndrome. I mean, that's clearly what it is. So I wouldn't be surprised if Megan was dragging him for filth and reading him on his career. Of course, that's going to get to him. And possibly, yeah, to the point where he seems like a very insecure person. And that's another thing. Tory Lanez, the baby, these guys don't beat – when you guys put it out there like, oh, well, he beat up this person. They don't beat up people. And if they do beat up people, it's because they have a whole get freaking linebackers on their entourage. If they didn't have a whole squad of freaking, you know, gorillas on their team – they wouldn't be able to be like they wouldn't touch half people that they'd be laying hands on, at least not one on one.
Yeah.
So when y'all put it out there like these guys are half the sizes of the people that they beat up, quote unquote. So they're not really. I mean, it's not necessarily that they're beating. Half the time it's their team beating. Just like with the baby and with his ex, Danny Lay's brother. He maybe got one hit in, and then the rest of his team jumped in and he ran away. Like so, they don't really. These guys aren't really. They're not fighters to me. The only reason they have this type of energy is because they have squads and gangs of goons, you know, on their backs to support them. But like, it's short man syndrome. That's why it has to be dudes that are at least 6 foot and above. Because anybody got time for a man.
Lisa, what's going on?
Well, the fight, from what I'm hearing, is that fight happened, right? And then reportedly, the girls got back in the vehicle, and then there was further wrestling and tussling going on in the vehicle. They got back out of the vehicle again, and that's when Megs walked away, and it starts raining bullets from behind her.
Yes, because
that's what I'm hearing.
They got back in. Tori talked Meg into getting back in the car after the fight. Then the fight happened again. Meg gets out, and then all of a sudden, this is when she gets shot. Yes. So that's what I'm saying. Like, the witness seeing two women fighting, that's when the quote-unquote bump happened that Kelsea talks about. We bumped each other. Like, even that. Girl, you're in the – first of all, Megan Thee Stallion got put out of Kylie Jenner house to the point where Kylie Jenner was so mad and messy. You guys probably don't remember. Kylie Jenner was on the plane. Oh, I wish I had that picture. She was on the plane and posted a picture of her foot the next day. Like, it was a petty situation at Kylie's house. So you're not going to tell me that. And then, Kelsea, you feel like this woman was sleep. You found out she was sleeping with Tory. Meg, you're drunk. You're feeling insecure. It's a lot going on. And y'all telling me y'all just bumped into each other? What is a bump? Y'all just bumped each other? like two idiots outside of a car, you just going to bump each other? No, bitch, y'all was in there. Y'all were throwing it down. Y'all were tearing that car up.
Right. But now Kelsey doesn't want to look crazy like, oh, she got whooped. You think about it from Kelsey's point of view, if we're going to talk about it. She got whooped twice that night. She got whooped by Meg, and she got whooped by Tori. Like, you was really getting the girl, like, from all sides that night. You was toe up. You know what I'm saying? You got it from all sides. I just think that she has gotten some very bad legal advice, and she thought she's being cute and slick, and she thought she could just get away with saying, I don't remember now what was said then. So I don't know who's in her ear. I really have a hard time even thinking that even that Tori paid her, because you're married to a whole record executive. Why label exec? Why do you need, why do y'all need Tori's money? That doesn't even make sense to me at this point.
Okay. 2880. 2880.
Hey, Armand, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Okay, so listen, this is my perspective. I think that it's not Kelsey saying, I'm just going to get you. I think that Kelsey is afraid. She's wrapped up with 1501 and Jay Prince and all of them. And let's be clear, Tory Lanez, Jay Prince, and Carl Crawford were all canoodling together. Since that season, 1501 has it out for Megan. They want her destroyed because she doesn't want to be on their label anymore. And this is how they do it.
Okay, Kelsey, I can see that too.
Kelsey more than likely got paid by Tory Lanez. What's pissing me off is that the defense did not ask, hey, after they asked, did Tory pay her? They should have asked, did somebody close to you get paid for you? Now, she might have been telling the truth about not Tori not paying her, but she has a sister and the record exec boyfriend who is her also her baby daddy. She's wrapped up real tight with 1501, and they all can't stand Megan.
Right.
So it makes sense for them to orchestrate this whole thing and have her. The girl is not bright at all, okay? She's not very smart. Somebody told her to say this stuff. Somebody coached her to say this stuff. And possibly her lawyer is paid by Tori per her words, right? She's not sure.
And I just want to know why she didn't talk about the Roc Nation, Pete. Remember in the disc record, she talked about something. If I didn't speak or if I said something, the sex tape was going to leak. She was saying a lot in that disc record. But she didn't say none of this on the stand.
Listen, this is the thing. Megan was not going to tell on Tori. Let's be clear about that. She was not. Tori did the same thing he did with August Alsina, trying to get ahead of the story, and was dragging Meg in the blogs, dragging her, putting it out there that he snaked Kelsey behind her back and all this stuff. So Megan told the truth about him shooting her. But she was not at first. Roc Nation was going to – I feel like Roc Nation was contacting them because they were trying to fix it so that this doesn't get out at all for all of them. And Tori listened to his team like an idiot, and now it's all out here that he shot Meg. But they were, Roc Nation was trying to help every single one of them, and because Megan didn't want to speak on it at all. She was embarrassed about the situation, embarrassed about sleeping with Tori anyway. She didn't want it to get out at all. Y'all got to understand that. And another thing is, when y'all saying that she didn't step up and speak up for Kelsey, you have to understand that she was in a hospital for a few days laid up with her feet in traction. She didn't get out, and as soon as she got out, she identified Tori as her shooter that Thursday.
No, but she got out and started acting like Kelsey, like, betrayed her and wasn't a real friend to her.
That's because she got.
She did that.
Kelsey came to the house and talked to one of her homegirls and was like, I ain't speaking up, I ain't saying nothing unless I get paid. So So that's where the bad blood comes in. One of her homegirls, I forget which one it is, one of them girls, she told them that.
Well, girl, that's the least you can do. You sleeping behind me and taking all my niggas, girl. Yeah, pay me. I'm tired of you, ho. No, it's no listen to that, girl. That's messy. Megan Thee Stallion is messy. She's trifling, too.
Okay.
She is.
Okay, she's messy. She's messy. But what I'm saying is that the girl says she got to get paid and all this. So that's been her motive from the start.
I see where you're going with that.
Okay. And so Megan is not speaking up for her. Megan is laid up in the hospital on pain medication, has had this local surgery done, and her feet are stitched up and it's in traction. She's in pain medicine. Like, soon as she's aware, she speaks up and says, hey, Tori did this.
Okay, I got to take another call, but thank you for the insight. Okay.
All right.
8593, you live on the air. Hello? Okay, not ready. 7453, you live on the air.
Hey, I'm on. Okay.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
I just want to get straight to it because, honestly, I'm irritated. Because when you actually look at the facts, like, I don't know if you've seen the lawyers react or everything, but Megan messed it up because she contradicted the open prosecution, like their opening statement. So she contradicted everything her prosecution said. So it's like, girl, we already know you're a liar. We already know you get paid and act crazy. Now you're sitting up here going against everything that your representation is saying. So it's just like, what is what? And then I feel like Kelsey is honestly smart because Kelsey is like, girl, you played me. So, hell yeah, I'm going to go along with what you're saying. And then when I get up there and I got immunity because I'm not going to incriminate myself, I'm going to say whatever y'all think y'all want me to say, you know. But I'm going to flip the script, baby. No, we're not going to do that. Like, girl, you went behind me too much. I'm not going to do that. So I just feel like, honestly, like, if you listen to the lawyer and listen to how Megan actually acts and talks, this is the same woman who says that she would take anybody's daddy, take anybody's man. So it's just like, I kind of feel bad for Kelsey, and I thought she was dumb at the same time because it's just like, girl, this is what this girl raps about. So why are you surprised when she do it to you, you know? So I most definitely believe that Kelsey is the one who shot her because Kelsey was really, like, flabbergasted, you know, like, you did this, like, and this is not the only time you did this. Like, bro, I'm mad, you know? So it's like, and I feel like.
But my whole thing Megan is, if Kelsey shot her, how would Kelsey know to even grab a gun?
For one, they was all faded, and then they was already in the car. How can Tori even have a gun on him when he was supposed to still be in the pool trying to eat Kylie out?
But it was Tori's gun.
Exactly, but they was also in Tori's car by themselves. Remember, according to Kelsey's statement, she said that they left the party without Tori, and then Megan was like, oh, I left my sandal, let me go back. They was in the car, so who's to say she didn't see the gun in the car? And then when he came back, he was basically saying to her, like, why are you consoling her when she always backdooring you? And then that's when they said the altercation started to happen because Kelsey was not aware that Meg and Tori was hooking up.
I don't know, child.
So it's
I just
feel
like that's really hard, like the gun, because I heard the gun was under the seat. And so my thing is, and Kelsey and Tori was in the back seat. I feel like Tori is not going to just let some broad just pick up his gun. Like, you're not just going to be like, I'm about to just grab a nigga gun. Like, no, that's your gun. Like, the gun, he pulled that gun out.
I don't know. I guess we really going to have to see because at the end of the day, we don't know. But based on what the lawyer is saying, it don't seem like he pulled the gun out. It seemed like it could have been both of them. And then for Megan to say that, oh, I looked in the back and he was the one who shot me. But then when she said he shot her, she also said that him and Kelsey came to console her. If this man shot you, why would he be coming to console you? Like, what is it, girl? Like, and like you said, I feel like, Megan, a lot of people love to just believe women because we're women, when it's like, no, let's hold this whole accountable. Based on the way that she presents herself, her sexual history and all of that does matter in this case because this is basically a domestic violence case. Like, this is a, what do they say, like, when people heart be broken, like, type of stuff. That's
crime of passion.
And then she, yes, and then she made it seem like, oh, save black women. No, this isn't a save black woman moment. This is a save a black hoe moment. It's two different things, baby.
Okay,
you wasn't acting
true.
Like no black woman.
Thank
but
you.
All right.
We gotta keep moving. Thank you. Okay, we're going to, this is our last one, and Lisa, I'm going to come back to you. 6378, you live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes, what's going on?
Hi. So I'm going to say it from a different perspective. I don't know. I think I only heard one person say this. I do think that a lot of this has to do with 1501.
Hmm.
And I think part of that is that she doesn't want to tell the truth just because it's about insulting Meg's character. It's about take Meg down at all costs. So
mm-hmm.
she is willing to let Tori walk as long as Meg looks bad. So I do think as far as like who's paying for her legal, it's 1501. I do think that she was paid off by Tori. I think that's part of the reason why they gave her immunity. And to be honest, she actually just effed herself because she sat on that stand and said nothing. And by the end of the day, they allowed them to put everything back that they were going to retract and not use as evidence.
Right. Right. So she's going to gag tomorrow.
Oh, that's what I think. Hmm?
We're going to get
again?
The real story tomorrow. From the recorded
Absolutely.
Interview from September.
Absolutely.
Like, it's literally December.
Absolutely.
How did you forget everything you said in September? And let me be very clear with you. A night like that, first of all, and it's been going on for 2 years, you ain't forgot nothing. And Meg Thee Stallion, you
At
ain't
all.
Forgot everything either. The thing with Meg, girl, you don't really know everything because you were so drunk and out of
mm-hmm.
it and acting an ass. That's what I'm saying. Like, Meg
yeah.
Thee Stallion, she showed her ass that night. So I'm proud.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she showed it. But I say that to say, like, Kelsey, you remember that night, and you damn sure remember a gunshot, especially when you got enough, when you got the residue on you too. You remember enough to know that you didn't shoot her, but you don't know who shot her.
Yeah, she cleared herself. She cleared herself. If you notice that, she cleared herself. But I do believe that there was a struggle with the gun, and I think that was between Tori. And Kelsey.
I don't think it was a point and shoot. I think it was like a struggle, and then somebody pulled the trigger on an accident, and it was
right.
whoever that person was is who shot Megan mm-hmm. Thee Stallion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I think. I do think that she did tell the truth at first. I think she's walking it back because that struggle. And they know about that struggle. Tory's people know about that struggle. But that's the reason why they ended up giving her immunity, because they thought that she was going to actually go in there and tell. But when she started to get amnesia, they had to remind her, okay, perjury.
Here's the thing, though, too. Tori said that mm-hmm. Kelsey didn't shoot Meg, right? And then the DA was trying to get at the investigator and was like, well, do you know that Tory Lanez is not the only one that runs his account? There's other people that run his account. BS. Tory Lanez, under that verified account, made a comment under the shade room and said that Kelsey did not shoot Megan Thee Stallion, period.
Facts. And then went in the court.
But they were trying to push, like, Tory Lanez didn't write that. But even if he didn't, even if a representative wrote that, he's writing it as you. So why
mm-hmm.
would you write that
mm-hmm.
under that?
Yep. So everybody needs to quit saying, like, oh, it's just Meg that lied. Tori lied too. If he cleared Kelsey online and went in the courtroom and said that she did it. So.
And you know what I'm thinking now?
That's the truth.
I'm thinking too, like, I don't know. I could be reaching, but I think, like, you know, we would sporadically see Tori Lanez get excited about this case. I think that was him knowing that, okay, They're not going to be able to use this evidence, or he didn't think they were going to be able to use certain evidence in the case. So that was a win
mm-hmm.
for him. And then he was talking
mm-hmm.
real big shit. But then he also, then I think that there was a conversation with Kelsey at some point, or through through 1501
Absolutely.
Somehow, some way. And
yes.
this was already, he knew that she was going to come in there and carry on like this. So that's why he was like,
yep.
no weapon formed against me. He started a confidence
yep.
he started to kind of have
mm-hmm.
of like an arrogance because
mm-hmm.
he knew this shit, like I shot her, but girl, this is going to turn into like a mistrial. Like girl, or like, it's not going to be like,
yep.
here's the thing.
There you go.
Or here's the thing. Like, Tori, mm-hmm. even if Megan was like, I feel like even if there's somehow that she wins this, even though I really don't see her winning it, I don't know. I don't feel like Tory Lanez's career actually takes a big hit like we thought it could have after this.
No.
I think Megan Thee Stallion takes a hit.
It's going to be, yes. That's the whole point of her losing this case. They are trying to insult her character for this 1501 case. They're trying to make her look bad for the media. They're not even worried about Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez, 1501, all of them are friends. All of them.
Mm.
All of them. The big point for them is take Megan down so I can insult her character, so I can make her seem like she's a liar.
Wow.
That's
Lisa,
it.
Lisa, what you got?
That's it.
But I agree with all of that. I'm going to tell you this, too. I agree with all of that. I agree that this is a takedown of Meg as far as her character and everything, and we fall into this every time. We expect,
yep.
we want these female rappers to be out here pretending to be this, that, and the third and saying all these different lyrics and whatnot and this, that, and the other. But we're real quick to get on the woman for having a body
mm-hmm.
count. At the
yep.
end of the day, the body count don't matter. There was still shrapnel in her feet. It doesn't matter if she was sleeping with him or that, the third. She could have been sleeping with all the L.A.
Yep.
Lakers, Young Money, Rock Nation. I don't
yeah,
care.
Yeah, it don't matter.
She still got shrapnel
matter.
In her feet at mm-hmm. the end of the day. I think Tory was talking big. If you notice, he stopped talking real big after September. We got to go back and do a little research. I think that he already knew that their defense was going to be raising reasonable doubt because of the GSR. So, and because, you know, Meg got shot from behind. So at the end of the day, that's why he was talking big. Somebody got to her in the meantime, in between time, and said, look, sis, if you say this, that, and the third, you got immunity. Don't worry about it. What caught her up today, where she outsmarted herself, was when the defense was like, well, did Tory pressure you? Blah, 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 blah. And then said, who pressured you? And she said that the prosecution pressured me during the affidavit. That's how the door got open, when the defense outsmarted themselves and asked, did the prosecution pressure you? And then she said, yes. That opened the door for the judge to say, oh, okay, well, we're just going to let this play then. Let's see if how pressured
they pressured
was.
You.
Oh. Right. If she had not said that, if she had said something like, well, it's just a social media pressure or it's, you know, the culture or whatever, cool. You would have been fine. This 80 minutes would never get played tomorrow. Tory Lanez, that whole group, they played themselves with that one question. So we're going to see. I don't know. I still am questioning whether or not on the jury, I don't have seen all the evidence, that the gunshot residue being on two people's hands, you're going to have to do something better with defense.
Well, this is what I also heard. While I was watching academics, and they said that what happened was in the thing I guess they forensics or whatever, she asked, they said, well, the defense asked, can you tell who had more gunshot residue on them, Kelsey or Tory? And she said, yes. She said, well, let me look at my notes. The lady that, you know, just
okay.
the testing, she
yeah.
said, let me look at my notes. And the defense moved on to another question. And so they never got around to that, because the point of that question was, because he also asked, he said, so if the person that has more gunshot residue on
right.
on them, are they the shooter? And she was like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
pretty much. And so he said, well,
yeah.
who had the most? And she said, he said, can you tell me who had the most? and she said, I need to look at my notes. And I guess she was looking through her notes. They said she was looking through her notes. And the man went and asked another question.
Because he knew
why
the
would he do that?
That question.
Well, he knew,
exactly.
Exactly, because he knew he – that's what I thought. You, oh, girl, that's what
now
I thought. I'm like, wait, he knew he had went too far. He knew the answer to that question.
Right.
He know Tory did it.
Right. He tried to have an OJ moment. Only the gun, the glove fits in this case. But what I'm trying, but the other thing is this: can we say how bad the DA is then? Because if you ask that question and open that door, and then don't give the witness a chance to answer, I'm taking notes. I'm paying attention. When I get to come back and do my cross, I'm going to ask you now. When I redirect, excuse me, when I come back to redirect, I'm going to say, you know what, they asked you a question you didn't get a chance to answer. Can you look at your notes now and tell me who had the most? The DA is messed. If this case is lost, with everything that they've got, I'm going to have to blame the DA in a great part to it. Because my redirect immediately would have been right there. We would have been looking through them notes. I would have waited 20 minutes. I don't care how long it took you to find it. We'd have found that information. If I knew the answer to that question, and by that defense, moving on, he knew the answer to that question.
He knew the answer to that question. He knew the answer. And that would have ended the case. It would have been done that
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely.
It would have been done.
Done. So I don't know. This is going to be good. See, this is why I'm starting to study law, because I love this stuff too much, honey. This is, I'm telling you, the DA to me, though, honestly, they're not showing that they're on their A game in a lot of different ways. They really aren't. They really aren't. They should have known that Kelsey was going to do this, and they should have been prepared for the possibility. They should have treated it like a hostile witness from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
From the very beginning. But anyway, that's what I think about
All right,
it. But
thanks.
I do think that's going to win.
All right. Thanks, Boo. I love you for keeping me up to date on everything, too. I don't know if I'm going to go to the courtroom thing, but it seems like I may need to go for this audio, child.
You need to be in the house for the audio. We need your take on the audio.
But
you
I need
right
to
there.
See if I could get in there. How do I get in there? Do I need a pass or something?
You don't need a press pass. If you have a press pass, you definitely get in before the rest of the public does. But what I've noticed, it doesn't seem to me like, you know, like with the Johnny Depp case and all that, and even with other cases, there's been so much even YouTube presence there. I don't feel like this case is getting the attention at all like these other cases were. So I feel like you'll probably have a good shot at it. But I'll look up real quick. Call me back. I'll look up real quick and see.
Okay,
we'll talk.
I'm gonna call you after. Okay. All right. Okay, yeah. Bye. So let me wrap this up. We're gonna end it right here. Thank you guys all for coming.